Hey, we talked about this story yesterday. We broke it to you yesterday. Story in Oak Park of a guy who performed a castration at his kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
He supposedly, allegedly advertised on the internet for castrations. And people would come to him. It would be done at the kitchen table. And one went awry when a guy started bleeding from his, what used to be his manhood.
From the area, through the jeans. And I guess this the person who's been doing these castrations has done 50 or more of them already without a medical license.
On the phone with us right now from the Oak Park Police Department is Lieutenant Bruce Smith. Hey, Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us details about this? What happened when you guys were called to the scene of this man's kitchen table where the castrations were done?
Well, actually, our call came to the curb in front of a house in the area that a man was sitting on the curb bleeding at 5 in the morning on Saturday, last Saturday. Officers went out there and found our victim, obviously bleeding heavily, and had to have him conveyed to the hospital in an ambulance where he had to undergo several hours of surgery to correct the problem.
Okay, when the officers saw him bleeding, did they ask him if he had been shot or what had happened?
Well, they asked him what had happened, and he reluctantly said that he had been undergone a voluntary castration several hours earlier.
There's two words you never hear together, voluntary castration.
That's the name of my band. I used to play Holiday Inns and stuff.
Now, did they indicate the motivation? Did they say at all why they would try a home castration?
Well, the reason for it was given as personal reasons, and apparently it seems that it's difficult for people to get this done by doctors, and I think that's why the underground procedures are done.
Now, so he might have been actually interested in a sex change.
There's no indication of that.
Oh, okay.
Well, obviously, I don't think he was doing it just for fun, for kicks and giggles.
Well, there were psychologists that weighed in and said that there are some people that just can't handle the pressures of their own sexuality, and so they just avoid it completely by doing this.
Okay, so Lieutenant Smith, so when you guys went then to the home where this castration was done, you guys found out more to the story. You found out that this person that did this castration has performed over 50 of these?
He claims to have performed approximately 50, yes.
Now, when you guys went to the home, what did it look like? What did the scene look like?
Well, we recovered some medical instruments, scalpels, syringes, sutures, and xylocaine. They found two testicles in a container in the refrigerator, which were confirmed by the medical examiner's office to be human.
In a Tupperware container?
In a container in the refrigerator, yes. Mm-hmm.
What was it next to?
I'm not sure.
You guys have to have made some jokes, you know, around the office there.
We've tried to be strictly professional about this.
At least during work hours.
Now, you also found that when, you know, this incident took place, when the castration took place, after it was all said and done and this man, you know, sutured, you know, this guy up, they sat down at the table and they started having conversation with each other. And what else did they do?
They said that they had shared some pie together, and the laughing that precipitated the conversation caused the hemorrhaging.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he split the stitches?
Not on the outside.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's what I always want to do. I want to get castrated, and then I want to sit down and have some Baker Square, you know,
enjoy
some
strawberry pie.
Have a little pie.
Now, ice cream after you get your tonsils out, so.
Why not have some pie?
It's tradition.
Can there be charges filed if both men were willing participants?
Well, the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office is researching that now.
Wow.
It's not an issue of an assault that we can determine. It doesn't appear to be, but it's more an issue of whether or not this man was practicing medicine without a license.
Is that guy in jail right now?
No.
Was he wasn't taken into custody at all?
He was taken into custody and has been released.
Okay. All right, well, it's nice to know this is going on in our own backyard here at the radio station.
Sheesh. I guess that, you know, kind of breaks things up from the normal Oak Park business.
That was, by the way, going to be our What Would You Do Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
Would you do that for Lenny Kravitz?
By the way, Dr. Kevorkian's on line 11 says this guy's nuts.
Yeah. All right, well, Lieutenant Bruce Smith from the Oak Park Police Department, thank you so much for filling us in on that.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, take care of yourself.
Bye now.
And lady.
Nobody knows.
No, you should call us all ladies because we're going over to that house in just a couple of minutes.
I want to be able to carry him around in Tupperware.
I want to see if he has any more pie left.
My new name will be Yanni the Eunuch.